Welcome to the Timely Beaver for August 9, 2005. Today we have Dave on the show, conversation about high school jams and so much beer. Now bump it.
Hey everyone, welcome back to another Timely Beaver here. Today we have Dave Sastry on the phone, and So Dave, what's been going on with you this last week?
Oh, not a whole lot, Ted. Just, you know, same old, same old. So, but yeah, it's good to be back in another edition of the Beaver, the Beeve.
The Beeve fans love you, man.
Oh, that's cool, man. Well, those guys are great. So, it's a good show, good people. So hopefully they'll come on back for another episode.
Totally. Well, hey, one second. I just got some pants back. I've been pantless here.
All right, no problem.
Yeah, it's so warm, I don't wear pants.
Yeah, I know, huh? You guys, whether it get up to 100 degrees? Or, no, not that hot, like maybe 90?
Not today. Not today. But no, today got to about 85, which is perfect. I just didn't have pants because my button fell off of them about a week ago.
Oh, okay. And is that like your only pair or something, or what?
One of my only pairs of shorts.
Gotcha.
So I've been wearing a belt to act as the button, and well, yeah, it's pretty good. Now
that's cool.
Emily was nice enough right before this. She said, "Take off your pants," and I said, "Okay."
Really? Yeah, that's no problem.
Then she grabbed my shorts and went to sew a button onto them, which is a little disappointing. But
you know, that's one thing I've never learned how to do is sew.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I've never learned how to sew.
Oh, sewing's just, like, fundamental. You can get any chick turned on by sewing.
Yeah, I need to improve my needlework.
Oh, well. I mean, it will come to you someday.
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah, you know, I mean, it's crazy, though. So.
Well, I gotta tell you about this guy I saw tonight, Dave.
All right,
You'd
let's hear
totally
it, Ted.
Impressed.
Tell him it's okay, because that was the first time I ever sewed a button on anything.
Hi, Emily.
Dave says hello.
Hi, Dave.
Hi, Emily.
Yeah, so, as you all heard, first time Emily sewed a button on anything.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
But well, she's been quite domestic this last week, which is very rare, because it's usually the other way around.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Ted, huh? What are you implying there?
I don't know, Dave. Anywho. Back to this guy I saw tonight.
Yeah.
I was at the grocery store. After my run tonight, which I'll talk a little bit about later, but I was at this store. Now tell me if you can relate to this, Dave.
All right, let's hear it, Ted.
He was at the... He had a grocery cart filled with beer.
Uh-huh.
Now we're not talking, you know, just like your Coors. We're talking your Coors, your Bud Light, your Heineken, your girly fruity drinks, if you will.
Oh, yeah, foo-foo drinks, too.
Zima, yeah, foo-foo drinks. It's cut Zimas as well, bottles of wine. And I looked at him and I was like, man, that's quite a stash for a Tuesday night.
Yeah, but...
And he was... What?
But a Tuesday night is sort of synonymous with, you know, that brings back some memories, too. So, at least from my perspective, so.
I want to hear about your perspective here in just a second.
Sure,
on that.
I'm sorry.
I'm interested in hearing it.
Okay. Absolutely. What?
Let's see here. So, he was buying all this beer. I said, hey, you're going to have fun, huh? And he's like, oh, this is for this upcoming weekend. And I said, what are you doing this upcoming weekend? He's like, well, me and a whole group of people are going to Shasta to go drinking. And I'm like,
Nice.
That's all he implied. Just to go drinking. At Shasta.
Hey, that's cool.
Hey, no, but I can't think of a better use of a four-hour drive.
No kidding, huh?
Than in Northern California. But let's hear about your Tuesday nights.
All right,
where was this?
This was way back. Well, we had like sort of a tradition in the dorms, like, you know, on my floor. Well, me and
dorms
my,
where
in San Diego. And this is an old college war story. but yeah, we. we had a talent, we played a talent show. We played a Brown Eyed Girl for a talent show, and it was for the right to go to, like, the, I guess it was like the school talent show or whatever. So it was pretty much everyone in our, you know, like, dorm was playing. I played bass, and Jerry Garcia is, I think, Ted, you called him Acoustica.
Acoustica. So,
yeah. He played guitar. He played leads. And then we had another guy, George, who played rhythm. And then we had a guy on bongos, which was cool. We took him, picked that guy up. I don't know where he was, where we found him. But, like, then we had a lead singer whose name's Casey. He was a, he was just kind of for fun. And, like, you know, it was just this Tuesday night. It was one of the first weeks of first, like, maybe month of school, and everyone did their thing. They got all toasted, you know, pick your poison type thing, you know, and then we went and played, and we won.
Hey, sweet. That was talent competition?
Yeah, that was
at San Diego State?
Yeah, it was a talent show in our dorm, you know, so.
Oh, that's awesome.
So we won, and how do we celebrate? We went to Vaughn's, which is a little local grocery store, and I think the receipt came to, like, it rivaled the guy from that's going to Shasta, seriously. And, like, so, but we all pitched in. Everyone's like, get me this, get me that. So, like, I drove. I think it was me, Chris, and Jerry. I went, and, yeah.
Oh, so, I got to talk to Chris, speaking of him.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, definitely. Give him a call. He's moving down to California in a couple, like, in, like, a month, so.
No way. He's moving from Seattle to California?
Yeah, he's moving back down. He's, they sold their house, dude. They got.
Oh, I know they were talking about that when I saw them, like, a year ago.
Yeah, they actually sold it, so they're coming back down here, so. But, yeah, so I guess he's coming back down for his mom's birthday next weekend, so.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, that'll be really cool, but.
Oh, one thing, though, I gotta say, since I haven't heard Acoustica.
Uh-huh.
Was his name Jerry?
Yeah, Jerry Garcia was his name.
Are you serious? That was really his name?
No joke. Serious.
Oh, okay. Wow. Well, Acoustica, for everyone listening, Acoustica, my fucking god, that man could fucking play guitar like you would not believe. And the reason I named him, gave him my own personal nickname of Acoustica, was because when I first met him and when I came down to San Diego for a weekend to visit Dave, which is one of the best weekends of my life.
Oh, here, here.
Here, here. Cheers to that one.
Yeah, clink, clink, clink.
Damn, the guy played Jimi Hendrix's version of the Star Spangled Banner on an acoustic guitar.
And now, he did it justice.
And no, that's the scary thing, is he did it just, well, it's not scary, but the fact that he was able to do it justice on an acoustic guitar, it was like, if he had reverb on there, it would have ruined it.
Oh,
because,
man,
he was wailing and distorting the acoustic guitar without any, just straight up acoustic, running through nothing. No pickups, no amp, nothing. It was fucking amazing.
Yep, it was crazy.
My jaw dropped and hit the ground. And I was like, Acoustica, then the god of music. And that's how I came up with that nickname for
him. That was clever. Because I remember that. But, I mean, hearing him play, that is impressive, but hearing him play some of his classical stuff is just mind-blowing. I mean, he is just, I mean, you know, just listening to him play, like, a Bach or Beethoven piece on guitar is just, like, wow. You know, he's just really, really good. I mean, even Rick, who, Ted, you can tell some people about my brother, but.
Oh, yeah, Rick. Rick, man. What do we ask him to do? We ask him to play something, anything on guitar, he'll play it. Even though he's never played it before, he's just got that instinct in his head.
I think we asked him to play the Meat Puppet song Backwater, and this was years ago, and, like...
Oh, yeah. Should we get into that right now? Let's get into that. Let's do that.
Sure.
So set this up, Dave.
Okay. So, the way it worked was... Well, okay. This is what happened. First, I'll kind of give a little brief summary there, but, yeah, you know, Rick can take a song that's... Okay, just real quick, you know, there's a song by Metallica that it took me probably to actually understand to play. It's one of the hardest solos ever. It took me, like, months and months to learn. It's called Creeping Death, and it took Rick 3 days. So, just a little perspective, and, you know, I mean, it sucks because I'm jealous, but...
But the other thing that I remember when he played drums for us, when we, back a decade ago...
Yep.
Just for fun, he never played drums before, But he just showed up one day with you when we usually jammed out in the evenings back in Cali.
Oh, yeah.
And he showed up with your brother's, your younger brother's drum set.
Yep. And he killed
it. He never played drums. He probably practiced once in a while. But nothing for probably years.
Exactly.
But we walk in there, and me and Dave kind of had this ritual of songs that we played. And we go, and he's like, oh, what do you guys usually play? And we named off a couple tunes, which we're going to play a few of them here for you tonight.
Yeah.
But we said basically one of the ones that we play a lot was Breed by Nirvana.
Yep.
And he's like, Breed. And he just kind of went, and he closed his eyes, batted his head up and down. He's like, let's rock. Yeah. And we said, all right. And we just started. And it was the most amazing thing. And we'll have to... Maybe we should play that one followed by JB, because, I mean, that was just amazing that this was, like, off the top of his freaking head. It sounded like he was Dave Grohl. I mean,
seriously.
It was impressive.
Seriously. So just to kind of set that up too, Ted, it was me on guitar, you on bass, and Rick on drums.
All right, and here we are with Breed. So as you all can obviously see, Dave's brother Rick was totally familiar with the drums, considering that was a one-time take, the first time he'd ever played it.
Yep. That was crazy, huh, Ted?
It was impressive. It was damn well impressive.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Definitely not bad. So.
But now let's talk about the next song we're going to play, JB.
Okay. So a little history on JB here. Well, way back in the day when Ted was a lifeguard, we had this guy.
I was a lifeguard? No, I'm just kidding.
Back in the day. Those were fun days, man. Those were really
fun. Yeah, that was
fun.
That's how me and Dave met, actually, was at this country club.
Yep.
I'm not sure we should disclose the name, but
no.
Might as well.
No. Well, is it in the song? I don't know if it's in the song. No, I don't think it is, so I think we're good. So.
Well, what's it hurt even mentioning the place?
Yeah, we could just call it KK.
Okay, KK.
Yeah, so.
This place called KK in Santa Clara, California.
Yay! on 680 Hubbard Avenue.
Send fan letters.
Santa Clara, California, 95051.
Damn it, now I'm losing my train of thought. KK.
Care of JB.
Care of JB, even though I don't think he's a member there or works there or whatever. But this guy was like a 35-year-old. Well, going back. Me and Dave met there. I was a lifeguard. Dave was the closing manager.
Yep.
And so I'd stay after lifeguarding was over. I'd be there from about 8, 9 in the morning till if I closed 8 at night. And Dave would be there from about 5 in the evening to close up the country club. And he'd be there till 10 to lock all the doors and whatnot. So this guy that started working while me and Dave were there started kind of moving in on Dave's turf. There's also Charlie, but Charlie, the permanent manager at the time was, or head manager was, oh, that's a whole nother story.
Oh, that is definitely an entirely different animal.
Or he had a dick this big, and the girl was bending over trying to stick it up her cooch, and she was screaming in pain.
And his units hanging down his knee, and... Yeah.
Oh man, that guy watched way too much porn for a 60-year-old.
Oh man, he was like 70 actually, but yeah.
Really? He was fucking 70?
He was an old man. Damn. He was an old man. But yeah, those were fun days though, but yeah, but yeah, anyways. So, what was that time? We're getting back to JB. So.
JB. I think you knew more about him than I did. Well, so would you mind explaining?
Well, okay, just a little bit of like brief history of the song, then like kind of gets into it. It's based off the it's a very crude rendition of the Nirvana Unplugged CD of Lake of Fire, and
which is originally a Meat Puppets song, which exactly. They covered at the same time again. They redid it for their Too High to Die album.
Yep, exactly. Thank you, Ted. That's where I got the inspiration for the song. And then what we did was we only got one verse in there, really. It just goes chorus verse chorus, and then it goes to the outro, the solo. But because we could not think of any, like, seriously, you know, it's tough to think of, you know, other lyrics for JB, and like we based it off of the first line in Lake Fires. I know a lady who came from Duluth got bit by a dog with a rabbit tooth. She ran through
the grave. Now explain some of this, because there's a part in there about a shroomy tune.
Okay, now this is where all right.
Well, maybe we should play the song first.
Let's play the song, and then we'll give like sort of an idea of what it
where
meant.
The lyrics all came from.
Right, we'll do that afterwards. So here is Lake of Fire by, or actually,
no,
sorry.
No. I thought it was the JB song.
Sorry, I'm sorry. Yeah, here is the JB song as inspired by Lake of Fire. So here it is with me and Ted on guitar, and then we use the synthesizer to do all the special effects, I believe. So here it is.
No, I think Rick again. Your brother was playing drums.
Oh, okay, all right. I thought this is the one where we did another version, but okay. Well, let's do it then.
All right, hit it.
What does JB do for fun? When you hear, you'll be stunned. He works all day at Charles Schwab, then at night he plays with his little hob. I'm a little guy, he came from Konakai. He walked kind of funny and he had no life. He came to his job just a little too soon. Then he told us all a shitty tune.
Yup.
And let's talk about the lyrics here in this. What did JB do for fun? When you hear, you'll be stunned.
Yeah, he works all day. Okay, so this guy was a stockbroker. So
for Charles Schwab.
Yep.
Then he comes home at night to play with his little knob.
Yeah, exactly. And then we had a little sound effect in there, like, you know, I forget. That's the one. And Ted does. You do it pretty well, Ted. So, but that's kind of it. And then that's the one. Now the only verse in the song is just you know, again, I guess after, as you heard in the song itself, and as I described to you, I know a lady came from Duluth, and what I came up with was, I know a guy who came from KK, shall we say, to protect him.
Gotta go back and listen to the song to find out the origins.
Exactly. And then you'll hear, and again, I mean, he walked kind of funny and he had no life. I mean,
to his job just a little too soon, but then he told us all a shroomy tune. Yup.
You know.
Now explain that shroomy tune, because I was not there for this experience, but you and I think Heather?
No, it was Stephanie.
Stephanie, that's a story to tell.
Yes, and I have a good one about that. I have a very happy story to tell about that. I was a very happy bird that night. But anyways, I'm not going to get into that.
Why not, Dave? Maybe another time.
We'll do it another time. But yeah,
maybe,
definitely.
Maybe our remembering summer episode at the end of the summer.
Remember back to the 90s, like when we have a 90s like sort of like throwback show. Yeah, less like later this summer, but yeah, the definitely the goods. Definitely the goods. So
the Shroomy tune. Back to the Shroomy tune. I can't remember the Shroomy tune that he told you guys.
It's been years, but like I can't remember exactly what it was, but suffice it to say that he came in and he told us one of the weirdest stories, and I mean, it like had no. It was kind of one of those non sequiturs. Like it just, you know, it. He would kind of, you know, establish a plot and then like tell the story, and like it really didn't go anywhere. But that was just like, I mean, this is the kind of guy. Like I felt bad for him because like he'd be eating, like he'd take a cup and fill it with ice, and he'd chew on the ice, and he'd give you this look like it was creepy. Like remember that, Ted? Remember that weird look?
I try to block as much of that him / that summer / a lot of other stuff out of my high school years.
Now, that was a crazy summer too. Like I remember
that was
when we saw the Kindred play with. Well, we went to that one show, Fury 66, Kindred, and someone else. But like
Betty's Love Child.
But no, that was another time. Like when we saw them in Japantown. But like one time we went, it was at like Cupertino Library or something, and we went and saw that, and it was. I think Fury 66, I forgot who else played, but it was a good show.
It was Fury 66, The Kindred, Betty's Love Child, and there was one other person.
Yeah, like another
And
act.
I wish I had that, because I collect concert flyers.
Oh, really?
And I have, like, poster tubes full of them.
It may have been Monkey, but I'm not sure, so.
No, I don't think it was Monkey. Monkey was cool, but, man. Oh, I wish I could. I wish I could actually remember the band, but those are the ones that I remember. There's one more, and they were like a speed punk band.
Oh yeah, I can't remember who it was.
Kind of like Fury 66, but
yeah,
man. And the Cupertino Library, they used to put out some great shows.
Oh yeah, they did. I mean, we saw a bunch
for that
of them
one
over there.
Summer, and I think they just had to stop it because they trashed their basement so much.
Yeah, I know, but because I remember that there was a big fight or something, but yeah, those were.
Oh, was
crazy.
There?
Yeah, I think so. I do believe so.
Huh.
But yeah, crazy good times.
Well, speaking of awesome concerts, tomorrow night at damn it, I need to pull out my tickets now. Tomorrow night, and I have to tell everyone, I'm excited. Love this band. Have loved them for years. Loved them since Distill. And if you know who I'm talking about, we're talking about the White Stripes.
We're talking
tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Where are they playing tomorrow night? I got center seats, middle, of the auditorium. So they're going to be pretty kick-ass seats. It's a small auditorium, so I don't think any of the seats are going to be bad.
No, not at all.
If they only go up to double G's back.
That's
awesome.
So
what is that, like 35 rows back?
Yeah, something like that, huh?
It's pretty sweet. I'm trying to remember, where the hell is it? Keller Auditorium in Portland, at Portland State University.
Is anyone opening or what?
You know what? I don't know. But they have enough material suffice to do themselves.
Yeah, they do.
White Stripes doesn't say anything else. But yeah, me and Mike are going to go see that. And I'm going to give you guys a full report because I'm a huge White Stripes fan. I love the White Stripes. Loved them for years. I think they're exactly what music needs right now. Kind of them, the Killers.
Yeah.
And there's a few other main ones out there who are really unique. They're not just this generic cookie cutter shit that's kind of been going on. And I'm excited because I've never seen the White Stripes.
Can
first
I say
time
something?
I get to see them.
Real
go
quick.
For it.
The Killers, I heard that one song. Something well, the line is, I got sold, but I'm not a soldier. I don't know what the name of that song is, but they are an awesome band. And, like, I don't know how they are live, but, man, they blew up, though. I mean, this last year. So, they're awesome. They're totally well-deserving of, like, being one of the best bands of the year. But, like you said, them and, like, the White Stripes and Dropkick Murphys. Woohoo!
Dropkick. There was another one. Let me open up my iTunes here and because there's another one I just went through and I found a couple songs by them. Oh, yeah, yeah, yes.
Yeah, they're cool, too. They're cool, too. But so, Ted, how's should we announce the name of the website that I gave you where you can get a bunch of MP3s?
No, we should keep that on the... It's not that secret. But
yeah.
If you want to... It's one of those out there, and if you... I mean, there's plenty of them, but...
All right, but that's a good site, though, huh?
No, it's a great site. Actually, I just think all it is a web-based search tool.
It is. And the thing is, I think it's there's no harm on that. There's no harm, no foul, because it's pulling it from a website. It's not like you're downloading it right away. So, it'll always link you to, like, to a site. So, I think it's legit.
I'm trying to, man, back in the day in Cali, I remember the Mr. T experience.
Oh, yeah, and the Retardos and, like, yeah, man, the High Fives.
The Rudiments. Oh, the High Fives.
Yeah.
Oh, bad. The High Fives. Okay, here's a little clip of the High Fives. Now, I mean, that stuff back in the day was really, I mean, that was fresh.
Yeah,
that
was, man.
For especially the Bay Area scene.
Oh, man. I mean, just to think of like, all those cutting-edge bands in the Bay Area, I mean, look, they were, I mean, what we're hearing now, you know? That's what it was, so.
Well, it's kind of like the Pixies back in the late 80s. It was like, that is exactly what the late 90s became, and they were a decade ahead of themselves.
Yep. So, no, they're a totally good band. And, I mean, a lot, like, you know, what do we have? The Swing Nutters, Fury 66,
Kindred.
Man, Kindred. Smash Mouth was in that scene, too.
Yeah, but I really didn't care for Smash Mouth.
Yeah, but they got real big. And then, like, the Donnas.
The Donnas, I got a story about the Donnas for all of you, and I'm sure a lot of people know who the Donnas are because they are a big name band. Well, semi big. They're a medium sized band nowadays.
They're decent. I mean, people know the songs. So.
Yeah. One thing about the Donnas, I went to St. Francis High School in Mountain View, and they went to Palo Alto High School
yep.
in Mountain View at the exact same. Well, I guess it was in Palo Alto, but St. Francis was right on the border of Palo Alto. Anywho, damn, they went to the school literally about half a mile from me. And I heard about them all throughout high school, that it was this high school band from the other high school that's, you know, right down the street. Got to check them out, hot chicks or whatever. And, you know, it's funny because I ended up going to college with some and working at a pizza parlor with a guy who went to that high school. And we graduated the same year, and he's like, oh yeah, man, they were just like the biggest thing in that school. All the guys wanted them because they played in a band and stuff. And
yeah, and they were good too. They've improved. Well,
they've improved drastically, because I remember I bought their first album and it was not
dreadful.
It was like a really bad version of the Ramones.
Yeah, it was dreadful, huh?
But they've really improved, and well, hey.
Hey, man.
It's what you do.
Yep, exactly.
But let's get into this other song we have here, Dave.
Sure, let's do it, Ted.
Now this is our own song.
Okay, let's give it a listen.
Okay, this is called Destiny Majestic, and me and Dave wrote this, and I believe this has as well Dave's brother playing electronic drum kit.
Yep.
Enjoy. These songs that we wrote back in the day, Dave, they were definitely
cutting
not
edge.
What was that?
Cutting edge.
Oh, so cutting edge. Are you there?
Oh, I'm here.
Are you there still?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. My headset just kind of made a static sound. I think I yanked it.
Oh, no problem.
Yeah, but it was funny that what we actually wrote as songs were very far from what we listened to at the time.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure.
But I guess that's the same way with a lot of bands. They're like, oh, we play this, but he listens to reggae and he listens to jazz, but we play in a pop punk band, you know, those kind of things.
It's funny how it comes together, you know?
Yeah, you never know exactly what's going to happen.
Nope, that's true. It's very true, but yeah, I mean, that was a perfect example. I mean, I think we all have pretty much the same taste, but we all have, like, we all kind of have, we all favor, like, I mean, we all love punk, the three of us, but we all favor, like, we all listen to other stuff, too, so, but we favor punk, so.
Yeah, I've noticed how my tastes have grown out from, when I left high school and went to move to Oregon,
yeah,
my taste really jumped out into a whole different spectrum of music. But yeah, it always stayed core fundamental. I like that heavy, fast beat.
Yeah, like the NoFX sound and stuff. That was
yeah, NoFX. And I remember in college I got into the Beatles, and it was like, I remember listening to them in high school and finding my parents' old Beatle albums, and I hated them.
Yeah, I know. Well, see, I've pretty much grew up in them, because same thing, I mean, you know, parents' records and stuff like that. But, like, yeah, you know, I was pretty much the same way. I mean, I didn't have a full appreciation of them until I was in college, and, man, now they're one of my favorite, probably top 3-4 bands ever, so.
But speaking of music, I gotta bring up something here.
All right, let's hear it, Ted.
Well, Dave, do you listen to any podcasts out there, like musical podcasts?
I can't say that I listen to anything except something called Timely Beaver. Only
well,
one.
That's just damn right out bias.
Yeah.
Is that your favorite podcast, Dave?
I think so, by a hair.
By a hair?
Yeah.
Well, you may want to check some... Damn it, I did it again. Yeah, it's my little receiver that my headset's plugging into on my stereo, because I have it running out. There's too many wires in my damn den.
Yeah, that's all right.
But as for me, I listen to a lot of great musical podcasts, and they've really turned me on to some great music.
Okay, like what? Let's hear some examples.
I can't even... Aisha Lake... Gosh, I'm trying to even... Now I'm looking for it.
Gosh, oh, yeah. Wish,
Haysha Lake. I have it in my iTunes.
Okay.
But I can't remember it, but I loved it. I listened to it, the podcast, over and over. But some of the podcasts I think are really good. And, you know, feel free to write in if you have some other good musical podcasts that you think just totally kick ass. Because I'm totally down for... I want to hear the new music. Because I listen to Coverville.
Yeah.
And it's a great, a guy in Colorado does it, and named, gosh, I can't even think of it, Brian Ibbett.
Okay.
And his podcasts are all cover versions of songs.
Really? See, that'd be cool.
So it's called Coverville. He plays covers of songs, and he has different themes, like the Michael Jackson cover story. And, you know, the story of Michael Jackson told through cover songs of his music. He had a Prince version, he had a Jimi Hendrix version, he did one that was covers made more popular, or covers that were more popular as covers.
He's pretty good though, huh?
And then ones where the covers, where the originals were more popular than covers, but he plays off the cover theme.
So okay.
They're always covers. And he has his Uncovered Gem of the Week, which is just an artist he thinks is really cool and will play a song.
Okay, that's cool. Well, real quick, getting on that podcast note, there's a website up there called podcastbunker.com.
Oh, yeah, we're on there.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, they got little 30-second blurbs on here, so let's...
Maybe we're not, because you can't be explicit.
Let's see... No, there is no mention of the Timely Beaver, so...
So, yeah, if you try to submit, they deny you because you're explicit.
Exactly, and because Beaver
But
means...
the one that... The directories I like are... Podcast Pickle.
Okay.
That's one I really like. Another one I really like is iPodder X.
iPodder
X. I like iPodder.org, but iPodder.org, no offense, Adam Curry and the Daily Source Code and all you people who developed that crap, but that directory loads like a snail.
Oh,
it's the
really?
Most complete directory out there, but
yeah.
It's like a snail to load your sections.
Really?
But it's the most complete, so you'll find everything you need.
Oh.
The other one I like are IndieFeed. I like IndieFeed.
Okay. IndieFeed. Now, again, if anyone out there wants to, feel free to chime in and say what they think is their best podcast website or what they think is their favorite podcast website. By all means, get in touch with Ted or, you know, call
him. Email
the
timelybeaver at gmail.com.
There you go. There you go.
Well, we'll give all that out here in just a second. We'll wrap this up for this week. But
okay.
Just to mention a few other ones that I really like. The Rock and Roll Geek Show.
Okay.
That's an awesome one. Rock and Roll Geek Show. Rock and Roll Geek Show IndieCast, which
nice.
Is all independent musicians.
Yeah.
Another one I really dig is KEXP, Northwest Music Podcast.
Awesome.
Which is a... you can listen to it streaming on the web 24/7 through iTunes. But they started coming out with a podcast where they promote their local Northwest musicians.
Oh, really?
So they just play... And, I mean, it's great stuff because you can hear all these bands, you can listen to them, and it really... Especially like the Indie Feed. They used to do Indie Feed a lot more, and they'd just play a song and tell you about the band. And I love that because... they got me hooked on a couple of really want, like Pop Joy out of Canada.
Okay.
Pop Joy. Do I? And there's a few other ones that, man, it was just like, damn, why haven't I heard of these bands? They're just like kick ass.
Really?
So, anyways, I think we're going to wrap it up there. If you have any comments, email us your favorite podcasts and, if you've seen The White Stripes or anything of that nature, call us at 206-222-2328. That's BEAV. And you can also write us an email or leave us an audio MP3 comment. Just email it straight to timelybeaver@gmail.com. And again, all the show notes can be found at timelybeaver.com. And any last words, Dave?
Yeah, just definitely keep on listening to the show. Keep it going. This is a good thing. And podcasting is fun, man. So keep it up, everybody. Ted, back to you.
All right. Well, we'll talk to you all later. Have a good week, and we'll see you most likely Thursday.
All right.
Bye.
So long, everybody.
The Timely Beaver is interested in finding out what you're favorite podcasts are, whether they be music, whether they be arts, crafts, fucking beer, whatever. Give it to us. Let us know. Let us know what bands you have found that we should be turned on to. And all this, submit to us at timelybeaver@gmail.com or via phone or whatever medium. But no matter what, always visit timelybeaver.com to give us your shit.